The Johnson's Wax Program, starring the King's Men. With their special guest for tonight, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. Makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture bring you America's most fearless foursome, Ken Darby and the King's Men, with music by Elliot Daniel and the orchestra, and Ken Darby's welcome guest for tonight, the beautiful blonde soprano whose heartwarming voice has brought new glamour to the Metropolitan Opera House, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. And now on behalf of Johnson's Wax, which brings its own touch of glamour into a lot of people's houses, we present your host, Ken Darby.
It's nice to be the host in this glamorous household.
Say, tell me, Ken, are we really going to do an opera tonight? You know, I've always fancied myself announcing an opera. Like Milton Cross, the house lights are dimmed, the curtain rises, the maestro steps to the podium.
No, Harlow.
No?
You and the maestro get down off the podium, please.
Okay.
Tonight we're going to roam the musical world. And first, we're off to the merry old land of Oz.
Oh, and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land of Oz. Buzz, 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 chirp, 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 and a couple of la-dee-das. That's how the crickets crick all day in the merry old land of Oz.
We get up at 12, start to work at
1, take an hour for lunch, and then at 2 we're done. Jolly good fun, ha, 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 ho, 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 and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land of Oz.
There's a garden spot, I'm told, where it's never too hot, and it's never too cold, and you're never too young, and you're never too old, and you're never too thin or tall, and you're never, never, never too anything at all.
We're not too mad, and you're not too sane,
and you don't compare, and you don't complain.
All you do is tra-la-la,
and ha ha
ha ha ha ha, and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land of Oz. Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old, merry old, merry old, merry old land.
Ah, great song, Ken, from a great picture. Seems to me that trip to Oz started back in Kansas. I suppose that's our next stop on the musical tour.
Well, not exactly, Harlow. You see, we couldn't find out exactly what town in Kansas it started from. So to be on the safe side, we decided to start from back home in Indiana.
It seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new moon hastens all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. When I
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now I have the happy privilege of introducing to you our guest for tonight, the operatic, concert, and recording artist whose lovely voice has brought her fame and adulation, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. Dorothy, welcome to the Johnson's Wax program.
Thank you, Ken. It's fine to be here. But you make me sound so grand.
Well, you know, grand opera. But now that we have you here, I'd like to satisfy my curiosity. How does one get to be a grand opera star, Dorothy?
Well, Ken, I can't answer for the other opera singers, but I can give you my personal recipe if you think anybody'd be interested.
I can hear a pin drop.
Then I'll tell you. First, you arrange to be born into a musical family. If your mother's a musician, that's a big help. Then you might have brothers and sisters who play and sing. And it's a good idea to have a grandfather who leads a band.
Your grandfather was a band leader?
Right. And not just a band leader, but the man who led the band in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show.
Whoa, Buckskin.
But it's still better to have had an aunt, preferably a great aunt, who was a great singer.
Not Kit Carson.
No. Her name was Catherine Hayes, and in her day, she was known as the Irish Jenny Lind.
That's certainly a fancy recipe you're cooking up. Buffalo Bill and Jenny Lind, and now you sing at the Met. La Boheme, La Traviata, Louise. Tell me, do you have a favorite aria from one of your metropolitan roles that you'd like to sing for us?
That I have. It's called One Fine Day from the opera Madame Butterfly.
One Fine Day, and a fine night for it, too.
Mi dava al suo venire.
great aunt, the Irish Jenny Lind, would have loved to hear you sing that. But tell me, what would a grand opera star say to doing one of the popular tunes of the day?
In the shade of Buffalo Bill, if he were standing behind her, he'd say, sure. What do you have in mind?
Well, I've heard you sing the current hit tune again. I mean, I've heard you sing again before. Well, anyway, would you mind singing again?
With pleasure, Kent. If you'll just give me time to let down my hair. Again, this couldn't happen again. This is at once in a lifetime. This is a thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before, though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters here so well? This doesn't happen. This moment forever, but never, never
Styles in houses change. People thought once that a fine home had to be big and stately and elegant. Today, I think we value efficiency and convenience more than size, and warmth and cheerfulness more than staid formality. But one thing never changes. New or old, large or small, no home can be beautiful without beautiful floors. And even a modest cottage gains dignity and grace when its rooms are brightened by the mellow shine of well-waxed wood. You women who love your homes know this, and so you know why Johnson's Paste Wax has been the favorite of fine homemakers for three generations. For there simply is no substitute for this superior wax in keeping fine floors beautiful despite hard usage. It protects, it beautifies, it makes floors easier to clean. Right this minute, ladies, let your eyes travel over the floors of your living rooms. Is it time, or perhaps past time, for them to get a new coating of Johnson's Paste Wax? If so, see your dealer tomorrow, for there's new luster, new beauty for any home in every can of Johnson's Paste Wax. Well, Ken, now that Dorothy Kirsten has shown us how an operatic star can handle a popular number, I should think the King's men might feel the urge to reverse their field and tackle something in the classic vein.
Just what we've been waiting for.
Ah.
We propose to present, with Elliot Daniels' help, our special arrangement of a shuddery number that was the sensation of its day. The title, Danse Macabre. The composer, Sanson.
Zigga, zigga, zig, beats a bony knuckle, rapping out a rhythm on a silent tune. Dancing master jack with a hollow chuckle, zigga, zigga, zig, fiddles in the gloom. Zigga, zigga, zig, zigga, 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 zig, bop, zigga, zig, bop, 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 bop. The winter wind wails through the night, deep shadow and sighings and groanings arise in the trees.
The unquiet change rush out on the meadow, their winding sheep screaming the shuddering breeze.
Zigga zigga zig, zigga zigga jig, jigga jigga jig, jigga jigga jig. Now the dead are rousing, coffins open wide with the goose of fright. Zigga zigga zig, zigga zigga zig, skeletons arise from the earthly housing, see the loving pair sitting on the bank. Zigga zigga zig, zigga zigga zig, zigga 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 zig, zigga zig. Zigga zig, ever comes the answer, dancer scratching out on his burning strings. Fallen is a veil, naked is a dancer, while her eager swain amorously claims.
The damsel, they say, is a lady of fashion, and her youthful gallant, a boor and a churl. But look, zigga, by the gods, how she meets his passing, as though the poor rustic were duke or earl. Zigga 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 zig, bon, zigga zig, bon, zig, zigga zig, zigga zig, zig, bon. Now upon the air comes the glow of dawning, loudly from afar cries the chanticleer. Dancers stop and stare at the face of morning, naked bones ajar, rattling with fear.
The finger of death sends them all into silence. He stands all alone in the deepening gray, and then like a wraith he holds his mantle and vanishes away.
Like moon music to me.
That's what it is, Harlow. It's not a new moon, and maybe you've only heard it given a bebop treatment. But it has a beautiful melody, which is why Elliot Daniels selected it for our listening pleasure tonight. How High the Moon. The lofty purple hills of the West have long formed a setting for one of the most colorful of all American scenes. The actors have been the cowboys, their horses, and their gals. Tonight, the King's Men and I would like to salute these true American characters with the Cowpuncher's Waltz. Hold her close to your darling and feel her heart a-tingling when you dance to the strains of the Cowpuncher's Waltz. To keep swinging your partner and get your spurs a-jingling as you dance to the strains of the Cowpuncher's Waltz. You whirl her and whirl her, hug her as you twirl her and dance the fantastic all over the hall. You'll have a hard time keeping cool and keeping single when you dance to the strains of the Cowpuncher's Waltz.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, slide. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, slide.
Now it makes you lighthearted when trouble is a-brewing if you dance to the strains of the Cowpuncher's Waltz. 'Cause it's a fine tune that'll lead a gal to ruin when you dance to the strains of the Cowpuncher's Waltz. You slide her and glide her, swing a little wider and dance through your boots till the light of the dawn. She'll know that she's seeing some highfalutin' doings when you dance to the strains of the Cowpuncher's Waltz.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, slide.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, slide. As you dance to the strains of the Cowpuncher's Waltz.
Floors are made to be walked on, yet walking on unprotected floors means scuffing and scraping. Dirt and grime are ground into the wood. Even new floors soon lose their beauty and brightness. But you can prevent all this with Johnson's Paste Wax. Yes, floors grow brighter and more beautiful instead of drabber and duller when they're protected by the tough coating Johnson's Paste Wax spreads over them. Cleaning is far easier, too, because dirt, dust, and grime don't grind in. They whisk right off the smooth, brilliant surface. And the beauty that glows and grows when Johnson's Paste Wax protects your floors brightens the whole room. No other wax can add this shining luster in exactly the same way. So tomorrow, ask your dealer for Johnson's Paste Wax. And while you're there, ask him, too, about Johnson's Beauty Floor Electric Polisher. It's wonderful to use, takes all the hard work out of polishing. The big whirling brush does the buffing, while you merely walk along and guide. You can buy a Beauty Floor electric polisher from your Johnson dealer or rent one at low cost if you prefer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the King's Men join Dorothy Kirsten in that great Rodgers and Hammerstein song, You'll Never Walk Alone.
Dream may be lost and known. Walk on.
Ken Darby for a last word.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is just to say thanks. First, to Miss Dorothy Kirsten, our guest tonight. Dorothy, let me wish you great success in your new Lucky Strike program with Frank Sinatra.
Thank you, Ken. I hope it'll be as much fun as I've had here tonight.
Naturally, you're not leaving the Met.
Oh, of course not. Singers just don't leave the Met. It's become a part of them. I know it's a part of me.
And we all know you're a very important part of the Met, Dorothy. Good luck and good night.
Thanks also to the other King's men, Bud Lynn, Rad Robinson, and John Dobson, and to Elliot Daniel and the orchestra.
And, of course, our sincere thanks to all of you who have been listening to all of us. This is Ken Darby, hoping you'll be with us again next week when we again welcome as our guest that radio favorite, Buddy Clark.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture, wishing you good night and a shining future.
Do you know that night driving is three times as dangerous as driving in the daytime? It's a fact. Anything you can do to make night driving safer for you is certainly worth doing. So the makers of Johnson's Car New are pleased to announce the special bargain offer. A safety glare shield for your car worth 79 cents, plus a can of Car New, both for only 88 cents. That's right, a $1.48 value for only 88 cents. This valuable safety glare shield fits any rear-view mirror, protects your eyes at night from reflected headlight glare of the car behind, flips up by day when not needed. This shield gives you rear vision at night without dangerous glare. Remember, you get both the glare shield and the Car New for only 88 cents. That's a saving of 60 cents. But the supply of glare shields is limited, so stop at your filling station or Johnson's Wax dealer tomorrow. For your safety, get the glare shield. For a showroom shine, get Johnson's Car New. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.